Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Then I want to see you dancing.
For my heart is exalted.
The Lord is exalting your head.
He teaches me to prosper.
I have come with stories to tell. I have come with testimonies. Take a look at me.
I want to see you dancing.
Say you can call me testimony. It is my time and
it is your
season.
Time.
All around me testimony, and because the Lord is the shepherd, I shall never want. Every day testimony, everywhere testimony.
As you dance,
the word
you are getting
worthy.
Your testimony.
I'm so full of praise in the morning testimonies, and in the evening testimonies. Now I tell the story of how I overcame. I testify.
I'm not feeling your dance. I can't feel it.
Woo! Your life is not ordinary.
Your life can never be ordinary. Woo!
It's filled with signs and wonders.
I see signs and wonders.
For the hand of God is upon.
Stories to tell,
you have come with
testimonies.
When I look at you, I can see it. You are full of
testimonies.
It's your time, yes, this is your season. All around you,
testimonies.
You shall never
shall
want every day.
Testimonies
everywhere.
Testimonies.
See the word.
You're
so full of praise in the morning
testimonies
and in the evening
testimonies.
Now I tell the story of how I overcame. Every day
testimonies
everywhere. Glory, hallelujah. You're so full of praise in the morning
testimonies
and in the evening.
Of how I overcame, I testify. I testify.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Are you happy that it is testimony time? The Lord will give you a testimony in the name of Jesus. Take your seats. Hallelujah. 2 weeks ago, before I left this place, I said, may the Lord give you a testimony. Not knowing that I was going to get a testimony myself that day. Hallelujah. Oh, church, put your hands together for the Lord. Hey, hallelujah. So don't take testimony time for granted at all. Tell your friend, don't take it for granted at all. Hallelujah. There's a popular verse, and we learned it in school. And we have recited it so many times, sometimes we don't pause to think about it. You know the verse? It says, what? Psalm 23,
Verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Who is your shepherd? Are you sure? Then I came to tell you that because the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. What is it that you want? You shall not want healing. You shall not want deliverance. You shall not want promotion. Hallelujah. The shepherd in our lives makes the difference. And it is the shepherd who gives us testimonies, isn't it? The Lord is a good shepherd. That is why he'll give you a shepherd like Bishop Sam. Oh, are you not happy? Put your hands together. Amen. This morning, I'm going to read two powerful testimonies. And as you hear them, the Lord will give you two testimonies in the name of Jesus. This one says, a testimony of how I miraculously got a job after 8 years of being unemployed. Hey! 8 years. It goes like this. I sent an application to a French electrical engineering company over 6 months ago and hadn't heard from them. I had no job, so I sometimes go to the harbor to find some daily laborer work to do. Last week, Sunday, when Bishop Sam asked that we look for partners and pray with for our needs, my first partner came to me and asked if I had a job, and I answered no. So he prayed for me. Coincidentally, the second partner also asked the same question, and he also prayed for me. Hey! What happened here 2 weeks ago was something else. Hallelujah. The following Monday, someone said the following Monday, I was so depressed because I didn't have any money, so I nearly went to take alcohol. Someone say mercy. Hey! On Wednesday morning, I received a call from the HR director of the French company asking if I was not coming to work that day. I was then asked to come over to the company that same day. Hallelujah! When I got there, there were a lot of people at the company gate seeking for jobs, but I was allowed to go inside since they had called me. I see them calling you for an offer in the name of Jesus. The brother tells me that the HR director was actually waiting at the gate for him. Hey, they will wait for you in the name of Jesus. I was then interviewed, and that same day had an induction training and was given a company ID card to start working that same day. Hey, are you sitting down? Give the Lord a shout. Woo! Wow. That same day, interview, induction, appointment. You are next in line in the name of Jesus. I want to say, it says, to the glory of God, I was given the job and started working that same day till date. I now have a job by the grace of God, and I am still in shock how things happen so fast. The way things are going to happen fast, you will be shocked. If you believe it, say amen. And he says, thank you, Bishop Sam, for allowing God to use you to open this door to me. God bless you. Oh, church, let's appreciate God for such a powerful testimony. Someone say another testimony. This is the Miracle Center. No single Sunday passes without miracles taking place. Receive yours in the name of Jesus. This one is another issue of blood healed. Hey! Bible days are being played in this church. Hallelujah. It says, the Sunday LP Claudia shared the testimony about the woman with the issue of blood. My sheep confide. So this is a church planter saying something. It's a church planter with a church member. Church planter are those who have gone to start church. It says, the Sunday you shared the testimony about the woman with the issue of blood. My sheep confided in me that same week about suffering the same thing since the beginning of the year. Actually, that was her second time in Loyalty House and had been out of church for 5 years. Hey, second time, and she received a miracle. Wow. There was not a single day that she would not bleed. I called her the following Saturday to check on her, and she opened up to me about this. She told me she had visited hospital so many times that she was tired and the doctors also didn't know what to do with her anymore. To save money, she would use toilet roll when at home and pad when she's going out. Someone say, mercy. The church planter says, please note, I could not attend the prophetic prayer time sometime. So Bishop Sam had prophetic prayer time about 2 months ago. And she says, I could not attend the prophetic prayer time physically. I missed that prayer time because I was gathering my sheep and I couldn't do that early enough. It pained me that I had missed it because I really wanted to be around. So I even had my oil in my bag while gathering my sheep. A friend who is also a church planter had hinted me that though we were out gathering our members, Bishop Sam prayed for all of us. And so she encouraged me to believe and use the anointing oil that had been prayed over. On the day I visited my sheep, I reminded her about the testimony that was shared the previous Sunday about someone who had bled for 6 weeks and was healed when Bishop Sam prayed for her. I also reminded her about the woman with the issue of blood in the Bible and encouraged her to believe that she was going to be healed. Hallelujah. So with that faith, I brought out the anointing oil from my bag, poured some in my palm, and laid my hands on her abdomen. With the presiding bishop's communion prayer playing in the background, I prayed for her. Hallelujah. Little did I know that a miracle had taken place. It was... Oh, you can put your hands together. Hallelujah. This is a church planter who used the oil that was sprayed over in church. It says, little did I know that a miracle had taken place. It was after 2 weeks when I was sitting with her that she remembered to tell me about what had happened after I prayed with the oil for her. The testimony God is going to give you, forget that you have ever gone through any difficulty. Say amen. She said that after praying for her, she realized that same day that the blood flow had stopped and her underwear were not soiling anymore. Hallelujah! She continued that since that day, she has not seen a spot of blood. Oh, church, put your hands together. Hallelujah. So I just took time to consult my doctor small to ask what are the possible causes of such unusual bleeding. The doctor says it can be endometrial cancer. Someone say A.
A.
Or fibroid. Someone say A.
A.
Cervical cancer. Or dysfunctional uterine bleeding. Hallelujah. And obviously, in fact, the words have confused me. Hallelujah. And obviously, this is not easy to heal. But Jesus had the answer for it. Hallelujah. 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 So she says, let us believe in the anointing upon our pastor, Bishop Sam. And whatever it is that we are believing God for, we shall receive. Oh, church, appreciate God for an issue of blood. 7 months of bleeding. Hallelujah. We thank God. So as you sit here, believe in the pastor that you have. Believe that you have a shepherd over your soul and you shall not want. God bless you.
Him. Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his givings. Yeah. See, not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country. And there he wasted his substance on riotous living. And he spent everything. So you must be quick to believe, be quick to obey. must be quick to change your mind. You must be quick to hear. You must be quick to receive. Be quick to understand. You must be quick to humble yourself. Be quick to heal yourself. Oh, yeah, yeah. Of that country, yes he did. He sent him into the field to feed his swine. And he would have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did in. And nobody gave to him. Whoa, whoa. So you must be quick to believe. Be quick to obey. You must be quick to change your mind. You must be quick to hear. You must be quick to receive. Be quick to understand. You must be quick to humble yourself. Be quick to heal yourself. Oh. He came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's house have bread enough to eat and bread enough to spare? And I perish here in hunger. Say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants. Whoa, whoa. So you must be quick to believe, be quick to obey. You must be quick to change your mind. You must be quick to hear. You must be quick to receive. Be quick to understand. You must be quick to humble yourself. Be quick to yield yourself. Whoa. But when he was a great way off, his father saw him, and he had compassion and ran and fell on him, and he kissed him, and this is what he said. Whoa, whoa. Bring for the robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and get some shoes. Bring the fatted cow, let's kill and eat and let us be merry. For my son was dead, he's alive today. He was dead and now he's found. Let us welcome you, the bride. Whoa, whoa. Be quick to understand. You must be quick to humble yourself. Be quick to yield yourself. You must be quick to believe. Be quick to obey. Be quick to change your mind. Be quick to build yourself. And you must be quick to receive. Be quick to understand. You must be quick to humble yourself. Be quick to heal yourself. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hallelujah.
Ways for now, I just don't know. Will I believe? I'll be preaching, all teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. Oh, to serve the Lord. Well, it's in my heart. I'll be serving, oh yeah. Sometimes my road gets dark and dreary, and I can hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy, and I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. We believe if we keep holding on, God's gonna comfort us, keep us strong. It's in my heart, oh, to serve the Lord. Well, it's in my heart, well, it should be in your heart. For a long, long time, we won't give up because we haven't made our mind. We've been lied to and mistreated by our so-called friends, and if we had another chance, will we do it all over again? Cause it's in my heart. Oh yeah. Well, it's in my heart. Oh yeah, it is in your heart. Yeah, it is in my heart to serve the Lord. Well, it's in your heart to love the Lord. The love in your brother should be in your heart. Well, it's in my heart to serve the Lord all the days of my life. It's in my heart to love the Lord. It should be in your heart. Hold on, it should be in your heart. God's gonna come through one day. It should be in your heart. Well, it's in my heart to love the Lord. We'll be serving the Lord.
Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 1.
Psalm 1.
Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree. Everybody say, he shall be like a tree.
He shall be like a tree.
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. No leaf of yours shall wither in the name of Jesus. Anything that want to take away your blessings, God will curse in Jesus' name. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. As a child of God, you are destined for prosperity. And whatever you do, God will prosper it. Hallelujah. So we have been talking about the reasons why you should be first permanent, committed, and then devoted. How many of you remember what we've been talking about? Why you should be permanent, committed, and devoted. And today I'm going to show you again why it is important for you to be permanent and to be devoted.
See,
the Bible said that he shall be like a tree planted.
It
shall be like a tree planted. Now God expects you to be planted. It is when you are planted that you bring forth fruit in season. That you can prosper. That you can get what God has for you. Not when you are not planted, you can be moved at any time. When something is planted, it means it is unmovable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what does it mean if God wants you as a Christian to be planted?
As a training saying,
it's about it shall be like a tree planted.
Bible so obey say dua eduano.
What does it mean if you want to say that you are a tree planted?
So dua edu as a training saying.
The first thing that will show and God wants you to be planted in, or
it
will show that will show that you are a planted Christian.
I just say we are Christian here waiting to.
Is that you are committed and devoted to the word of God. See, that will show your commitment and devotion to the word of God. Will show that you are a planted person. Will show that you are like a tree planted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as a Christian, the sign that you are going to prosper and get all these blessings from God will come in your commitment and devotion to God. Acts 2:42. If you read the King James Version, it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Acts 2:42. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you read other translations like the Moffat translation, say that they devoted themselves to the instruction given by the apostles and to fellowship. They devoted themselves. They devoted themselves to the apostles' instructions. If you read the New International Version,
okay, another version.
He said that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings. Apostles' teachings. So one of the first signs that you are a planted Christian will be seen in your commitment and devotion to the word of God. The way you take the word. The way you have faith in the word. The way you do what the world tells you to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7 verse 24-25. Matthew 7:24-25. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. So he's saying that if you hear his, and the word is the word of God. He said that he will liken you to a wise man. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew. And beat upon the house. And it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. You see, it is the word of God that will make you stable. It is the word of God that will make you a fruitful Christian. So that if you really want to plant yourself in the word,
in the Lord, sorry.
If you want to plant yourself in the Lord and be fruitful, like that tree planted by the rivers of water, then you need to commit yourself and plant the word of God in your heart. Because your whole life will be founded upon a rock. The winds will blow. The rains will fall. But you will never be moved. He will be there. Planted. Sometimes when the wind is blowing and there's a strong wind, you see that some trees will be uprooted. But some trees will still be standing. Why? Because of the way they are stable on the ground. They are planted firmly in the ground. The Bible said that as a Christian, what will make you become stable as that is the word of God. Because the word is what will give you your breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word is what will give you your prosperity. So Christian man, Christian brother, Christian sister, let us commit ourselves to the word of God. It means whatever the word has said, we have to do it. Amen.
Amen.
To be a planted Christian also means, or a sign that you are a planted Christian, who can receive all his blessings because you are planted at the right place, is your commitment and devotion to soul winning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Commitment and devotion to soul winning. How many of you want, to bear fruit in your season? You see, bearing fruit in your season means that life is in seasons. There is a season for you to marry. There's a season for you to get a job. There's a season for you to drive your car to church. There is a season for you to call us to dedicate your house. Life is in seasons. And the Bible said that if you are planted like this, you bear fruit in your seasons. The Bible said the Lord visited Sarah according to the season of life. So seasons are there for your breakthroughs. And what I'm saying is that depending on how you are planted and where you are planted, when the season comes, you shall see the fruit or not. And I'm telling you that this particular scripture is working in your life as a Christian. If you plant yourself properly in church, and I've said the first one is plant yourself in the word. The second is what? Your commitment and devotion to soul winning. And you will see that actually this is also part of the word of God. Because it is in the word that we see soul winning. That's why the first one is commit yourself to the word. And not only commit yourself in such a way that you have faith in the word and do whatever the word tells you to do. Now, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30.
Proverbs 11:30.
It says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth soul is wise."
Or say, or train abba, et say, Edria, and quite Edria, Nanyobetchia Crabiano, or Yansini.
He that winneth soul is wise.
Nyobetchia Crabia and Yansini.
And you get to know why it is important for you to win souls.
Nobu had the Kuntia, and he answer Yanchiakra.
Because you get to know that you need wisdom as a person to break through in life. And one of the things that makes you wise is to be a soul winner. This is a sign that you are planted as a Christian and you'll be fruitful at every season of your life. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3.
Daniel 12.
"And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. He said, he that winneth soul is what? He that winneth soul is what?
Wise.
He that winneth soul is what? I don't know if you want to be wise.
Hey.
And the Bible said, they that be wise shall shine. How many of you want to shine? Are you sure? Where do you want to shine? Your face? Your business? You see, wherever you shine, people will see you. People will recognize you. And the Bible says, if you are wise,
Bible says, you see,
this is simple and short and straightforward. You want to shine in your marriage. You want to shine in your business. You want to shine as a person. Bible says that be wise.
Bible says,
and being wise is winning souls. And then when you win soul, when you win a soul, you will shine. As the brightness of the firmament. So have you realized that's why you are not shining? You have been praying. You have been fasting. You have been crying for so many things. But God has told you what to do to shine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the next person going to shine in Jesus' name. You will shine in your family. You will shine in school. You will shine wherever you find yourself.
Proverbs 3:35.
The wise shall inherit glory. Hey. The wise shall what? Inherit glory. I see glory coming upon your life. But you know who the wise is, isn't it? Now I don't need to define the wise, isn't it? Who is the wise person?
So winner.
So this morning, can you say you are wise? Ask the other person, can you say you are wise? Can you boldly say that you are inheriting glory today? Hey. So you see, when we come to church, we say so many things. So. And all these things that we are saying, the Bible said the words that I speak to, they are life and they are spirit. It is supposed to make you into something. The Bible said the word became flesh.
Bible say,
and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld its glory. It means that whatever we are saying here, you should be the embodiment of the word. We should use your life to explain the word. Sorry. We should use your life to explain the word. It is about time you stop saying that, oh, as the Lord did for Abraham is good. But now you should get to a time where you say, as the Lord did for me, to prove that the word is true. If you want to say that the Lord can make a way where there is no way, it is good to use the fact that God used the rod to part the Red Sea into two. And use Moses' example. But it is about time that you also use your own example. That they told me that there was no hope in the situation. There was no hope in the situation. There was nothing I could do about it. But I went to church. That day when I went to church, even the pastor shouted at us. But I heard the word of God. I took the word of God. And when I went home, I believed the word of God. And then when I believed, the thing that I thought would never be possible, I want a soul. And then the soul came to church. Then a door was opened for me. This is how my problem was solved.
That's all.
Remember the testimony that Brother Nitrin shared here. His mother had a problem. She had loss of memory. And then he called me that she prayed. And the mother was in Canada. And he asked me to pray for her. And when I prayed for her, He believed. And then he decided also that I said the previous Sunday that if you win a soul, you have your breakthrough. So he went and won a soul. In addition to the prayer. And what did he have? The mother suddenly started remembering and was restored. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a good place to put your hands together for Jesus. Unless you can heal. So, what am I saying? The wise shall inherit glory. Listen, I wish I could tell you every Sunday that bring oil and let me pray for you for your breakthrough. And oil can do things. I've heard several testimonies of how we prayed over oil and people had their breakthroughs. How we gave handkerchiefs and people were healed and are healed and are receiving breakthrough. I wish we could do that every day. But you see, there is a sure thing. More than all these things. Which is soul winning. It guarantees glory. And I see your problems evaporating into thin air in Jesus' name. As you are not just looking at my face, but we are planning as to how you are going to win souls from next week. How many of you think that this is a very powerful thing? Win a soul. I said that, look, the wise shall inherit glory. You see, when you win a soul, God loves you. Majority. All these things that you are believing God for is in soul winning. It's in soul winning. And I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, this is our breakthrough. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
It says that, now therefore hearken, O Israel. Now therefore hearken, O Elechai Dowenya. Hearken. This is my heart cry for you. This is my prayer for you. Hearken unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you. Listen, which I teach you for to do them. You see, which I teach you for to do them. The soul winning I'm talking about so that you do them and have glory. That ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 6. Keep therefore and do them. Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom. This is your wisdom. And your understanding in the sight of all the nations. We shall hear these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. You say what? Surely.
Look,
the days are going. Even now, many people don't understand the way we do our things. What we have done here under 2 years. Look, all that you see here, it has been done under 2 years. And we don't have any cocoa farm. We don't run any transport business. We are not cutting any money from anywhere. We are not doing galamsey. Everything we are doing here has come from your tithe and your offering. Yes. And then support from other sister churches, like some of our branches and bishops are also with their tithe and offering. So when people come, they think that we have a lot of money. I mean, some of the people call me and they tell me their problems. And then when they mention the problem, we say somebody came and said, so we have some property. Can you come and see whether you buy? Then they mentioned some amount. I started laughing in my head. And I said, see, because the person came here and saw this thing, he saw money hanging on trees. But how are we doing it?
He said,
this is your wisdom. You see, It is the glory of God that has come on us as we have committed ourselves to winning souls. Committed ourselves to winning souls. Sometimes I don't understand myself how we do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But I know tomorrow will come and pass. And we shall be here. And we would have finished what we want to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is your wisdom that makes the glory of God come upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, beloved, when you are sowing, I tell you, God loves you.
So,
a sign that you are planted is your commitment, your devotion to sow winning. Some of you, since the beginning of the year, you have never called even one soul to church. Yeah, you believe in God for glory. Commit yourself. Devote yourself. The soul you brought last 2 weeks. The soul you brought last year. Where is the soul today? Where is the soul today? Some of you have become like spiritual. How do you give birth and you run away? You just go and win a soul and you don't care about the soul again. The next sign that you are committed, devoted, and permanent, which is a sign of a planted Christian, is your commitment and devotion to the work of God. I have been young and I'm old. At least I'm about 50 something years. I have never seen anybody work for God from his heart, and God has not blessed. You know, sometimes you work for God, but it's not from your heart.
As
someone will say, don't forget God reads your heart. God knows your heart. That's why I say, do all things without memories and complaints. You can do it too. You can. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about working for God with joy and with gladness. I have never seen any such person forsaken. And God has not blessed. So today I'll give you opportunity even to repent for complaining when you are asked to work for God. You stop a good job from coming to you. You stopped a good husband from coming to you. You stopped so many blessings from coming by that complaining. As soon as you started working, God started giving you something. But when the complaining started, then God stopped it. Oh, mercy. Say, oh Lord, forgive me.
Oh Lord, forgive me.
For anything I've complained about. When they sent me the test to bring my report. God forgive me. I didn't say it, but you heard it in my heart. Oh Lord.
Oh, Erade.
Forgive me and release that glory.
Your
devotion to working for God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look, there is only one thing God is doing in this world. He's building his church. God is building his church.
He
said, I build my church. So anybody who gets involved in the work of God, you are setting up yourself for salary. Heaven salary. Divine salary. That is why you realize at the end of the month you receive 1,500 and yet you have been able to live for all these years. You have not stolen money. You are living. Because God divinely helps you. May God see you through the rest of this year and the rest of your life with divine help. You are going to own some things. You'll be surprised. Compared to the salary you receive, the allowance you receive, that is when you will see that when the Lord wants to bless you, little is even much. Nothing is too small. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Work for God. Listen, dear friends. I wish I could tell you that the Lord God sits in heaven and blows money on Christians every day. Without you doing nothing. But it doesn't work like that. God wants to bless you. But God has also asked you to do something. So if you find yourself in church, the sign that we are planted is that you are involved in something. In this, there are so many things you can be involved in. One thing you can involve, you see, we have percentile leaders.
Your percentile leaders for us.
You see, this is not the church that you can say that, Pastor, I don't have anything to do.
No. And this is not a church.
That you can say, I don't have anything to do. This is a church that there's always work for you to do. Yeah. Somebody says no vacancy in a certain sense. You cannot be, if you are here, you want to work, you can work. A percentile leader is some kind of a pastor or a shepherd.
Percentile leader is a tofubi.
Who has a church on bus?
A
church on wheels.
Now sorry, our bus.
And you don't need any qualification to be a percentile leader.
Oh, yes, school qualification be answer. Why a percentile leader?
You don't need to see three visions before you be a percentile leader.
You only
have to be a Christian who wants to work.
And then you come
and say, Pastor, where I live, I want to work for God.
Now catch him and say, Pastor.
And then we'll tell you that every Sunday, gather people on buses and bring them to church. And that shall be your church from that day. It's not like gather people and every. You see, bus center is different from bus cells.
Bus center. Any bus on yepe.
Bus center is like your church.
Bus center, they say, "Wow, sorry."
The people on the bus are your church members.
And
church members, you don't change church members every week. So you commit yourself to them, devote yourself to them, visit them. That's why when I hear that a bus center leader says, "I want to be a bus center member," I get confused.
Bus center leader says, "I want to be a bus center leader."
It means that the bus center leader doesn't have much work to do. Or
he's
not doing the work well. It's a me saying that I want to go and be an usher in Pentecost.
It is a me make us impersonate me quite usher or Pentecost church.
It is a
me
free. But if you are doing the work well, visiting them, making sure that the people you brought on the buses are the same people you are going to bring. And then if more people are coming, then it's going to be another bus. That means you are having another branch of a church.
Branch
and anybody at all can be a bus center. So wherever you live, you can say, Pastor, me, I want to see the glory of God. I want to see God's hand on my life. Can I start a bus center? I will say yes. And a pastor will come and help you to do it. You can also do a batenta.
Batenta
is, you see, a bus center is a bus of a minimum of 15 people.
Batenta
is Uber or taxi of a minimum or maximum of 5 people because you the driver and 3 people behind.
Batenta nene say Uber fa Uber and a taxi now the microphone at home.
Batenta really become a batenta owner. That means that you have about 10 batentes.
Encha Uber nse wa ye batenta owner.
Because 10 batenta means 10 taxis.
If I say when you have a taxi,
and you bring them to church.
Audio mobile, sorry.
Do know that I'm teaching you prosperity.
Me chemu enimonya man.
I'm teaching you how to get a job.
Me chemu sira on sabe kejuma.
I'm teaching you how to buy a car.
Me chemu sira obetimi atoka.
I'm teaching you how to glory, to be, how to walk in glory.
Me chemu sira obetimi ananti onyame enimonya.
So please listen to what I'm saying, no.
Intimunti ni ameka ye.
Committed to the work of God.
Fa ho senya me adwuma mu ye.
It means that you are joined a ministry.
E pa so do ho akoka ministry ho.
It's a sign that you are planted.
E chese ye tu ye dua wo ye.
It's a sign that you are planted.
E chese ye dua wo ye.
If you are in this church and you have not joined any of this.
Sa o wa so im na wo fa ho kan bibiye mu bibiye ho ya.
Sorry to tell you, you are not properly planted.
E chese wo ye dua wo ye.
And then you shall not be like a tree.
That
will receive its supplies and bear fruit in this
season.
So So don't just come to church and go.
It's member sorry in Kokeke.
Some of even the first sign of being planted. Of even registering as a church member, you have not done it. You feel so lazy to go to the back and say, please, I want to register. So when we close, you go away. One day your angels will also say that we're so lazy when God sent us with your application letter. Hey! Have you seen a lazy angel before? Be planted. Look, this message I'm preaching is a very important message. You see, one of the things I've come to see is that the Christians these days are not planted. That's why they are not getting blessings. And one thing, maybe it can just be a sign. And that sign that you are committed or you are planted is that you don't move from church to church. Maybe add this one.
See,
if it's not part of the point, and I say, now God is telling me to say it, it's not part of my point. A sign that you are planted is that you don't move from church to church. You know the reason why Christians move from church to church these days?
For
many Christians these days are not disciplined. So what makes them move from church to church is that when they misbehave and you discipline them, they tell themselves, after all, this is not the only church. Can you imagine a tree by your house? One day you just went and maybe you were reversing and your car hit it.
And I will reverse your car and car echo both.
And the tree said, this is not the only place that I'm putting myself to another place. Can the tree do that? But how can you can do that? Even you are not like a tree. You have not become a tree. Yeah.
Wow.
You have not become a tree. That's the slightest thing you are moving. So you can't discipline Christians these days. So when they misbehave, you say, you foolish man, sit down.
And nothing like Christopher,
even teachers are disciplined and spoke sense to you.
And then I may come.
So the devil is telling you that this is not the holy church.
The
devil is telling that this is not the holy church.
And yeah, and yeah, happen. Yeah, sorry.
Tell the devil, please get out.
Catch us, Abon Sanse, Fimi
Soko. You see,
you're preaching.
Recently, a Christian misbehaved.
Nancy, Christian, let me give
a Christian misbehaved.
Or from here.
Do you know how he misbehaved? He has a wife. And then he went in for another lady. And then gave birth with that lady. It's a mistake, isn't it? And the Bible says we can all make mistakes. So that is not a problem. God's own friend, David. He didn't only make somebody pregnant. He also killed the husband. And yet God loved him. So that's what I'm saying. When I say this, you have even done worse things than this. Some of you, even before you came here today, the things you are carrying, the sperms and the things you are carrying from yesterday to today. That's why you are even so heavy, you can't get up. And
I don't think that. Mercy.
So I tried to help him. And one of the things I said is, humble yourself and come to church. And when you come, just sit down in the church. He didn't listen. Then when the wife gave birth, he called me to go and name the child. Not the wife, when the girlfriend gave birth.
Girl, no, call him.
And I told him, what do you mean? What do you mean? You see, I told him, I would never do it. Look, I would have done it if you have submitted yourself to correction.
Now,
don't get me wrong. But you didn't come and you have the guts to call me.
To come and,
so when I come, what am I going to say? So I didn't go. Would you believe that the person would belong to a chat group we had? The next time I saw the person said, this left.
Nipa ne fi sa ye WhatsApp chat group.
He's angry. He's left.
Ni buefu nti we fi WhatsApp chat group aye. Ene no wom.
And I told someone that, you know, this person will find himself in another church.
Nti me catch him obi say
sa. They will make him great.
Obeko asori fofo.
They will make him heavy.
No me man aye nipa.
They will tell you your pastor didn't do well.
Obe catch him say o so fa nya de.
And I said this is why many Christians are not prospering.
Na me catch say nunti na Christofo bebre enya
nya. Because we don't allow them to be planted. If the person came and you asked, what did you do?
Ye be someone said then awoya ya.
Look. Look at the lady. Stand up. Let me. You are the one for Pentecost, isn't it? Stand up. Last week I asked her, where church do you come from? Say Pentecost.
Obaye mi bisan so ufi asori ben oba
ase. And I said the only reason why I allowed you to be in this church
because at the current time member okwan so
is because you said you have been transferred. He had relocated.
And then they say one kasa baby.
And then when she relocated, this is the, I think the first place he came and she liked us.
Into ufi baby oba ase.
But if she was like leaving Pentecost to this church.
And I will free Pentecost.
I would have said no. I will first of all say, what did you do wrong?
Maybe say then now here of Pentecost Church in Tiaofi or Bahasi.
Yeah.
Maybe some.
When Georgina asked Georgina when Georgina joined us from Pentecost.
Georgina no free Pentecost, no but
you can ask her. I went to ask her parents, what did she do wrong?
Because
I couldn't understand why somebody would leave Pentecost and come to Lighthouse.
Minima the country will be free Pentecost about Lighthouse.
And with so many Christians, when it is obvious that they've done something wrong.
Christophobia, the country will fear so
in some way. Disciplined.
Ah, yeah,
and they come all, every church is a church.
I mean,
I don't see that every church is a church.
Me,
I see that a church is a place you have been planted.
I'm sorry, yeah, baby,
a place you have been planted.
Baby,
where you are supposed to be blessed. So you don't just get up and say something left.
Even me,
when you misbehaved, when you fooled, I didn't take your name off.
I
should have taken your name off the group. Then you have the gut. And you see, and the person come and talk to some of you, and you also believe that he didn't do well.
Instead
of telling the person that, look, be wise.
Don't
be a fool. Be wise. You see, but you see, the church has become a competition.
I'm
looking for a shirt to buy.
I saw that say I can't see.
When I went, I saw that. Let me go and try this place to see whether this one too will fit me. Church is not like a church. It's a shed. It's a place you plant yourself.
I saw your baby.
It's a place you don't move about.
And your baby, I went until you are cocky.
And for all those who have done anything bad, they have joined this church. I'll give you amnesty from today.
Now, my baby, born here, I'm sorry that they're my baby.
Today is amnesty day. I won't ask you any question, but from today,
me miss some of you. Now, so
don't move from anywhere again and come. Because you see, we have souls there who don't go to church.
Yeah, we are crabby before her.
And they need Jesus.
No, we hear Jesus.
Those are the ones we want.
Amen. Na ye hear.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, come to the work of God.
Not
so. Please
from church to church.
Join something. Join the choir. Join the instrumentalist. Join the prayer ministry. Plant your. You see, if you are planted, it's not easy to move.
See, Adria, why won't you mean sorry in Kobe?
Look. Just last 2 days, I was traveling somewhere.
And that new
and just before I traveled, I had the news. It was such a terrible news that, hey, I mean, I didn't know what to do. I forgot even the bag that my things were in. I forgot when I was going and I forgot when I arrived.
Wow.
You can see the problem. You can see the problem.
Yeah, one can.
But that evening, I was going to preach.
And because
I was going to preach, I had no choice than to preach the word of
God.
And I preached. I preach about faith. I preach about God will answer your prayers. I preach about there's nothing God cannot do. When I finished, they came and said, wow, preaching was good. I said, wait, I was preaching to myself. But what I'm saying is that because I was planted in the Lord and I've committed myself already as a pastor, a problem that was supposed to make me confused, I had no choice than to talk about the word of God. And
it came
to help me. Amen.
Amen.
Even some of you, you would have committed fornication if you were not planted in the church.
Because
when you went to the hotel, you saw the person sitting at the counter, realized that she's in the choir.
Uko hotel reception ni no final hu se o kwa mu.
And you also realize that you two are in the hymn choir.
And I also hu se o hymn choir. Hey, mercy.
So So immediately you told the person, oh, can I use your toilet? I was
it
walking
there. Say, oh.
Meanwhile, you were going to register the room for someone else to come with
and
you.
And register dining room.
It helps.
Hey. Merci.
So plant yourself properly. If you plant yourself properly and you are doing something, you see that people will be looking at you. Are you not the one who
see,
have been standing at the car park?
Say,
I'm parking a car. How, what are you come to do here? But we know your wife. But who is this one? It's a sign that you are committed.
Those
of you have been hiding, we don't want people to see you.
Hey!
Join something. Finally,
amen.
To be committed, a sign that you are planted is that you are committed and devoted to the church financially.
Hey.
Look, every woman when they come to marry, they say, oh, I'm not coming because of your money. Oh, it's just because the Lord, I see you as a spiritual person. All of them, they look for some basic financial basic financial stability. The pastor may say that don't look at the outside. Though the brother doesn't have anything, the next time you see him, and they'll be saying in their head that, hey, I can see this one feeling. You are asking me to see something I cannot see today.
Hey.
Committed financial. Let's just read this verse. Matthew chapter 6.
Matthew chapter 6.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 19.
Matthew 6 19.
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. But the verse I'm looking for is this one. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where your treasure is. Do you know that anything you treasure is where your heart is? And where your heart is, you don't mind investing. For instance, I don't mind investing in my wife. Because my heart is there. My treasure, the investment I put in this body. The investment I'll put in this body. Anytime she goes anywhere, you see that my heart is looking for where she is. Please, where are you? Where are you? Because my investment is in the body.
Hey!
As Prophet Kaka told us a story of somebody who owed another person. And he heard that the person was dying. The person was at the hospital. He was just about dying. Then he remembered that the person owed him some money. He said, what?
What's
it
dying?
At least I have to get my money before. Where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. You see, anytime you want your heart to be in something, invest in that thing. Invest in that thing. That is why when anytime I go anywhere, I try to invest in my wife. It's a show of making your heart be there.
So
when you remember the money, well, remember this is actually. All these dollars and pounds cannot just go like that. So whether you like it or not, you will love the person.
Yeah.
So, husbands, I'm just giving you a tip. Listen, the reason why your heart is not in your wife is that you are putting money in another girl. You are putting money into another girl's pocket or wig or something. So, anytime you see your wife, you remember your money, so remember your girlfriend. That's how your heart is not in your wife. But try that. Look, even if you have a girlfriend, don't give the person anything.
So, a girlfriend, grab my money.
It's a good step to stop to break that relationship.
Hey.
It's a good step to stop the and because
any bit me am only girl except
we have no there's no investment.
As
the banks are collapsing. See, I don't have any investment in any of these banks. I don't care what is happening.
Banks in
English. But instead, I can tell that the bank I have investment, I have my money there. You will see how I'll be right. By now, eesh. So where your heart is, where your treasure is.
Baby, where the power?
Where your heart will be there. Bema, so buy things.
Turn your mapa.
Wig.
Turn wig, man.
Buy her trouser.
Turn trousers, man.
Whatever you want to see in any girl, buy it for her. You will see that every time you she's not there, your heart is like, hey, where is my baby? Where is my baby?
The baby, where?
Where's my boo? Where's my boo? Yeah. Young Icho. A woman went to him. He says she wanted to leave the church. And then he didn't say anything. He said they should bring the tithe record. When they brought the tithe record, they calculated all the woman's tithe since she joined. I think she's been in the church for about
30 years. Calculated tithe now. Wait, you ain't gonna. When she saw the amount of money
she has invested in the church,
she said
she will not leave the church again.
Because
she realized that the money she has put in the church could have built her a house.
How can you leave?
Look at some of you who have been investing here. Now that we have finished the place, we are finishing Beloved's Gardens, Marriage with Niwa, Atmosphere, and all those things. Then I say you are leaving the church. The reason why you can easily leave the church is because you don't invest in the church. You don't pay your tithe. Now I understand. Haven't you now seen
it?
I think now we have seen it. We have seen it. All those who can easily leave a church, they don't pay their tithe. And they are not financially committed.
But
where your treasure is. Your heart will be there. So if you want to see that you are planted in the church, some of you already have seen that since January you have not paid your tithe.
Since
all that we are doing, no doubt I came to tell you that even my BP was trying to go up. I'm just joking. It can never go up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But let's assume that I didn't tell you that, but let's assume. I tell you my BP was going up. I tell you I couldn't sleep. Because we have to pay some monies. You heard it. You got your salary. Still, your tithe didn't come. No wonder you can leave the church at any time.
No wonder.
Meanwhile, you are supposed to be a tree.
Okay.
Tell your friends from today.
Catch what I'm saying. If you are Nerico,
I am treeing myself in this church. I am going to commit myself and devote myself. And my tithe will come. And there's a reason you should pay. You see, it makes you committed. Because, see, where your treasure is. Where your treasure is. Your heart. And when your heart is in something, you just don't allow it to spoil. You get it. You are always making sure that the thing works. Amen.
Amen.
And by the way, this last one, I just got a verse just before I went to preach. When I get the verse, I know that God wants you to hear. Yeah. So I want every one of you to be financially committed. He shall so be. Let's go back to someone in closing.
Because someone.
Bible says that he shall be.
Obey to say.
Like a tree.
A dia.
Planted.
Aye, a dia.
Planted by the rivers of water. Where is the rivers of water? As a Christian, you are a tree. Your rivers of water is the church. It's a church. You are planted in the church. I've told you what to do to secure yourself in your planting. To secure in your planting. And
because
you bring forth your fruits. In this church, all those who are supposed to get married and are not married, and the season has passed, we declare that it shall not remain so forever. In the name of Jesus, All those who have finished school are supposed to have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a new place. But I remember in
Cornerstone,
a pastor came to preach. And he said, if you are here and not working, raise your hand. Only a few people raised their hands. And he thought we didn't understand what he said. He said it again. Only a few people raised their hands. And I told him, if you want people to raise their hands, tell them, how many of you want to change your jobs? Because as for jobs, dear, by the grace of God, you cannot be in the church and not find job to do. It's going to be a story, the same story in this place as well. It will not be that you should work and you are not working. You are not receiving. You sit down and sit in your cubicle. Hey! And not a job that when they pay you, by the time you get home, the money is finished. Though. You are going to get a proper job. That you can save some. You can get a house from it. In the name of Jesus. Bereth fruit is fruit. Bringeth his fruit in his season. Fruit in his season. Look, as a young man, you see your mother has looked after you. You are now old. You have to look after your mother. You have to look after your father. Now they are the ones looking after you. Because you are not working. Wrong season. Wrong fruits at the season. Bear that fruit of the season. So in the name of Jesus, we will release you from that situation. That from today, you are going to get a good job and look after your mother and your father. In the name of Jesus. You no longer go to your mother and your father for money. You rather give them money in the name of Jesus. It's a season for fruitfulness. Season. And you are going to bring forth your fruit. You see, and his leaf. His leaf shall not wither. Haven't you seen a friend? You saw the friend maybe 5 years ago. Then you see the person now. And you are shocked. The person has grown so lean. He has lost everything. He used to drive a car, now he's not driving a car. His wife has left him. Everything. And he said that his leaves has withered. But that will not be your story. What they saw today, when they see you in 5 years' time, they shall see 10 times more of the blessings in the name of Jesus. 10 times more of the blessings. They shall never see you today and see you again in the future and you have diminished in any way. It shall never happen in the name of Jesus. Anyway, Satan wants to make your leaves wither. We stop it in the name of Jesus. I see green leaves. Evergreen. I see your leaves becoming like branches and trees. Fruits coming out of your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you will hearken unto the words of wisdom I've spoken to you today, commit yourself especially to soul winning. All other things shall be added unto you. Shall we bow down our heads? Shall we bow our heads? I want you to pray and say, Lord, in any way that I have, anything I have done to cause my leaves to wither, forgive me. And today, as I've received this wisdom of planting myself, Lord, may I be planted where I have found myself so that my fruits will come and be seen. Shall we begin to pray? Just pray for wisdom. Wisdom to plant yourself. Wisdom.
Yes, Lord. Kaba, rababa.
Tell God anything that will try to uproot you from where you are planted.
Yes, yes, Lord.
May God deliver you from it.
In the name of Jesus.
Plant yourself in soul winning. Plant yourself
in the
word.
We plant ourselves.
Plant yourself in the work of God.
Plant ourselves in the
plant yourself financially in the name of Jesus. And you will not wither. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We cease and stop every process of digestion. Generation,
yes. In the name of
and
Jesus.
Withering in
the
anybody's life from today.
In the name of Jesus.
May we never hear that he was working, but now he's not working.
In the name of
he had money, but now he doesn't have money.
In the name of Jesus.
He had this, but now he doesn't have. May we never hear this. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
just open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Pray for wisdom to establish yourself. Wisdom to find something in the church to do. Wisdom to commit yourself.
To commit ourselves,
in the church,
God, to
in the name of Jesus.
That will not be idle, God. Help us.
Now we are asking for forgiveness.
Some
of, many of you are doing the work, but sometimes you remember you complain. It stops the blessing from coming to you. Especially if the administrators are asking you to respond to text messages and all those things. It has started setting this in your life. You have to stop it. So you want to say, Father, forgive me for the days I have murmured and complained in the work that I'm doing for you. Forgive me. Just pray and ask for forgiveness. Pray. Any work of God you have done that you have complained. When you confess your sins, and then God will forgive you.
Forgive us for memory.
And then God will bless you.
Forgive us for memory.
God will bless you.
Complaining, oh God.
You have not so much even said from your mouth, but you have said in your heart.
Forgive us, oh God.
Then what is this thing that every day, that? But do you not know that it's just an opportunity God is giving to you so that you'll be blessed? It's an opportunity God gives so that you'll be blessed.
Have mercy, oh God.
Thank you.
Have mercy and forgive us.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Yes.
We give you praise.
Thank you.
We give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For blessing us.
Amen.
Today with
Amen.
Your word.
Amen.
Thank you that Satan couldn't stop us from hearing your word.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that we are living here blessed.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give you praise.
We give you praise.
And we give you glory.
Yes.
Father, we thank you. Give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you. Active Word.